Stacy Van Dievender of the Pocahontas County Family Resource Network, or FRN, sat down with us to explain the FRN's Project Christmas program and the urgent need for people who have selected angels from the angel tree in the FRN office in Marlinton to return their presents to the FRN before December 13th. Stacy, can you explain this angel tree program to our listeners?
We have a program here at the FRN that we call Project Christmas. It started well over 10 years ago. We serve low-income families with children 12 and under. We provide warm winter clothing, basic necessities, and toys for Christmas for families that otherwise can't afford it. This year, we have 191 angels on our tree. We still need about 45 of them to be adopted. Whenever you do adopt an angel, we list on there either boy or girl, their age, their sizes, what they need, and what they like. The families that do adopt angels and shop for them, we are trying to get the toys back, everything back by December 13th. That gives us time to get the toys back to the families and to finish shopping for the families that did not get adopted.
If someone has adopted an angel, is there a minimum or maximum amount of money they should spend on their gifts to that child?
No, it's not really based on income. Every child is different. If you can only help with a couple of toys, that's fantastic. Just buy whatever you want to buy. If you want to buy a Barbie and drop it off here, we can use it. We can put it in someone's bag that needs it.
Any gifts you buy should be new, not used. Is that correct?
Correct. New unwrapped toys. So you can bring them here. You can make a monetary donation and we can do the shopping. You can use our PayPal link and our Facebook page for more info. There's lots of ways to help. It doesn't have to be adopting an angel and buying all of the items on their list. We fundraise throughout the year and we try to save that money and use it right now. So all of those donations that our community gives us, it all goes back into Christmas for these kids.
Should you wrap your angel tree gifts before bringing them in?
No, leave them unwrapped. That kind of helps us see what they did get, what they still lack, what we can help with. We don't wrap them, we leave them unwrapped so that when the toys do get back to the family, they can participate. They stay up late and wrap presents and take part in that tradition that all of us parents have gone through. You know, staying up late the night before Christmas, wrapping presents.
Is there anything else people need to know?
Well, we are trying to get all donations back here by the 13th of December. So that if you adopted an angel, we would like to see everything back in the office by the 13th. Apart from that, we're just really thankful for the ones that have adopted angels and taken part in the shopping process and helping Christmas come true for a family that otherwise probably wouldn't. We have families that just fell on hard times and have come to us asking for help, saying they cannot afford one wrapped present. And these are usually families that have more than one kid. Of course, it's confidential. But afterwards, we get pictures and thank you letters in the mail. They'll come in and show us pictures of their kids opening presents and unwrapping them and how happy they are. And it's really great to see that. If you don't want to adopt an angel, but you do want to help, call the office. Our phone number here is 799-6847. Just ask for Becky Campbell. Sometimes we just need a couple of toys to finish off a bag for a family or a pair of boots. If you call and you want to help but can't help a lot, that's a way that you can still participate and help. It doesn't have to be the entire list for this child. Just one item, a little bit goes a long way, and it's all appreciated.
If you have committed by picking a child's needs off the angel tree, remember the quicker you can bring the items you bought for that child back to the FRN helps them determine if the child has other needs which the FRN can also provide. However, the deadline for bringing them in is this coming Tuesday, December the 13th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.